Good day to all of our listeners. This is your host, Natasha Booth, the marketing officer at St. Columbus School. The reason for these podcasts is to discuss what we are going through during this lockdown, to notify you as parents how to assist your child during this time, as well as the support system for you and your child. We'll be uploading notices, discussions, and tips on this platform. Today, we'll be hearing a discussion that Dr. Tanya Holtz has put together for us. We do apologize for a few glitches in the audio.
Thank you. Thanks for, allowing us all to meet. I'm Tanya Holtz. I'm the education psychologist working at the school. And maybe everyone can just introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. Go, Kels.
Sorry, I'm Kelsey Ayres. I'm the speech therapist working at the school.
And I'm Megan. I'm one of the occupational therapists working at the school.
Thanks, everyone. We all thought that perhaps it would be nice just to have a call. We haven't seen each other for so long, and maybe just to, get in touch with parents via a podcast, perhaps on the school's Facebook page or in the newsletter, just so that we can start reconnecting after such a long time of not being connected. I was just thinking the other day that I've spoken to some parents at some teachers at the school, and they're working really, really hard to do online teaching, which is something very new for the teachers. And I think for all of us, we've all tried to do a little bit of online therapy, and it's definitely a different platform. Some schools have been doing it for a few weeks now. Some have started recently. And each school, I think, does their online teaching in a different way, but all the schools will get to the same place in the end. So well done, teachers. And then I also just wanted to say, from a psychological perspective, many of the children during lockdown have met certain developmental needs. So in the preschool and primary school, children are learning skills. They want to master, doing projects and reading and spelling and drawing. And, I think a lot of them are still mastering that at home. But the thing that they're not getting is that actual, speaking to children, speaking to their friends face to face, comparing their skills to how other children are doing. They're not able to smell the people around them and to really fully experience somebody that they're playing with and that. Reading body language, and it's not a full physical activity. I don't know what you guys feel about that or think about that.
Definitely from an OT's perspective, we've been in lockdown for weeks now, and I think kids are really missing out on that physical development. So being outside, running, they play on the jungle gyms and during school they have two breaks and they get to rough play. And I think that definitely has an impact on their sensory systems, because they're not getting that movement stimulation. And that also has a very calming effect on the body. And also with being indoors and isolated, and also with winter coming and homeschooling, kids aren't exposed to the physical development as much anymore. And that can have a negative impact on the endurance to sit, their postural control, their desk posture. It can have an impact on your fine motor skills, holding a pencil. All your muscles could begin to tire sooner than what they should.
Yeah, I suppose even if they are sitting at a desk, and trying to use their core, they still haven't done the free play and like you've mentioned previously in one of our conversations, actually bumping into each other and feeling that
rough play.
And also children can have enough of playing with their parents, hey? They really need to sometimes have experiences with their friends where their parents aren't involved, and that includes rough play and climbing and so on. And Kelsey, what do you think from a speech perspective?
Yeah, definitely from a speech perspective, if you think about it, they're losing out on that like circle time that they have in the mornings where they all share their news and they all have different stories, different experiences, vocabulary. They all like they're missing out on learning. Like with all this technology and everything, it's really great because I don't know where we'd be without it. But it takes away your ability to be able to like choose. I know with like the staff therapy, it's been a little bit delayed here and there, and then you don't know when to start to stop speaking, and you rely a lot on the facial expression to be able to become perfect.
That sharing of experiences, hey, and social cues, knowing when to stop talking, when to start talking, how to take turns.
Yeah, all of those things. Also, just being able to express emotions. That's all yours, but children might not want to express themselves. They express themselves.
And children express emotions in many different ways, so through eye contact, and it's also about the way that you say something, your intonation. Yes. So saying hi to a friend or hi, you know, being able to see that body language and read those intonations. So I'm also just wondering what, you know, what advice we can have for parents and for teachers. My children are grown up, so I have a different set of concerns with my children. But you know, maybe just from a perspective of people who have little children at home, any ideas for parents or teachers?
Well, I know I've got two little ones at home and I'm trying to homeschool both of them, and they're on very different levels. And
let parents know
that they're actually doing a good job. Like they didn't study teaching. So as long as their kids are happy and laughing and enjoying some part of it, then I really do think that they're doing a good job. And they've been thrown into the deep end with this lockdown after, you know, there's so many other responsibilities that parents have also taken on top of the homeschooling and that. So I think if they, you know, as long as they know that they're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's just to kind of keep an eye on the children and see where their emotional levels are, and just to be patient with yourself as a parent. Sorry, Kelsey, I interrupted you.
Don't worry. It's exactly like when to stop and start. You need faces to help you. But also just so that parents know that even if they don't take, like, not to feel pressure from the therapist, if they don't want to take the home program, that's fine. And then also know that we know that a weak point is a therapist on it.
Shame, Kelsey, you seem to have disappeared, but from what I understand you were saying is that for parents not to put too much pressure on themselves with the home program, to kind of do what they can.
And also for like techniques, if you can provide techniques, they can't therapy in techniques for the parents who work with their class.
And Shame, you have been disappearing, but I can hear sort of words in between, and I think maybe that's how children feel as well, hey? The world is a bit kind of crackly at the moment, I think. I think that's how children are feeling. I had a child tell me a little while ago they miss hearing the sound of nature, children who live in flats. And whereas at the school, you've got trees and birds and there's beautiful gardens. And I think a lot of children are also missing that.
And that's like also like, if I can just add another thing from OT, is if parents can just try add a bit of the physical activity into their day. Like, I know online is a lot more screen time and they're sitting in front of the screen a lot more, like they're not getting up to move. So even if just like 5 minutes in between, I know Mr. Bodley sends weekly like exercises to do. They can just try and include that in their school day. I mean, that'll just have a really positive impact on their physical development.
Yeah, so maybe one of the things is to try and maybe not enforce. Enforce is quite a strong word, but to make it part of the routine during the day, to try and stick to that routine that Mr. Bodley sends through.
Yes, I think it's so important.
Even if children don't feel like it, to say to children, come on, mommy and daddy will do it with you. Or I know you don't really feel like it, but, you know, it's part of what you need to do for school. And to try and rather get it done, because it does lift mood. So exercise, you know, it lifts your endorphins. And also from a psychological point of view and an OT and a speech point of view, exercise helps to helps children work through their emotions. Yeah.
And I also think, like you said, doing it with the parents, like I know this is all daunting and we're all trying to just, you know, stay afloat, but I think we should also just realize that this is a very special time that we've got with our kids.
Yes,
and the more we can do and the more we can make it fun, like we can, at the end of all of this, we'll look back on it and say, you know what, lockdown wasn't so bad.
Yeah, to try and to stay positive.
Yeah, and I don't know, I hope you can hear me. But
yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, great. If parents could just be aware of how they express themselves, words they use, maybe focus on describing things a little bit more than usual.
Sorry, a little bit more?
Describing what they do.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Just think about the language input that they put in so that they can see.
So if I understand what you're saying parents must verbalize quite a lot. Explain what they're doing while they're doing it.
Yes, just to try and increase a little bit of the language input and just to be more aware of what they're saying.
Yeah, that I think that's very important. Maybe, you know, maybe it would be a good if parents are not doing it, for people to eat their meals together at the table, because that's when you can also describe your day and describe your joys and sorrows and
involve the children in safe cooking, give them little tasks to do, look at how many instructions you're able to give, like bring me the carrots and the peas.
Okay, and to like increase the instructions, so give like one or two or three and then increase it and see how many that they can, you know, cope with.
Yes.
You are reading stories and describing the pictures in the stories as well.
Yes, and asking how a character might feel in a certain situation, just so that they can look at developing
I think that's very important, yeah. And then I don't know if anybody's got any ideas on advice for parents and teachers on the COVID, you know, on the actual virus. I've heard children say to me that, you know, very wise children, I love working with children, they're always so wise, that some children have said, well, they know about the virus, but they're not going to let it run their lives or take their lives over. And I think part of us as therapists is maybe to also help children to reintegrate without being too fearful, although they're going to have to keep a distance from each other from school. Maybe parents can start thinking of games that children can play with their social distancing, but also not, you know, also to moderate and to manage that fear. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I definitely think that's important because we don't know how long or when they're going to go back to school. It could be months. And I mean, their whole sensory system would have been so cushioned to what's at home now. And they're going to be exposed to so much out there. And it's going to be different from what they last, you know, remembered it. So I definitely think conditioning, and there's lots of stories out there for kids on COVID-19 and explanations and the reasons why they have to wear masks. And so I don't know if parents want to look up those and download them and, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe.
Yeah, I think if parents could look up for social stories, there's quite a few on how you might feel and that you must feel okay, that it's okay that it's different and it's new and it's strange. There's quite a few
Yeah, I think that's very important. And maybe if I can source or try and find some of these stories, I can, you know, perhaps put it in the newsletter for parents. But yeah, I think children also need to know that on the one hand, we need to be careful with the virus and certain people, you know, are at risk. But on the other hand, we still need to live and we still need to experience and we still need to play with sand and run and yeah, try and be as balanced and normal as possible. So I think there needs to be a balanced explanation and maybe also for parents to only explain what children need to know. Don't elaborate too much. Listen to their questions and just answer their questions, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, I think thanks, everyone. I don't know if anybody's got anything else to add or say.
No, I wish all the parents luck with homeschooling and they, they mustn't get themselves down. They're doing a good job. And and also, I just want to say, like, the teachers are doing a really good job.
Yeah, I think they're doing an amazing, they're working very hard, you know, to put an online lesson together. You don't just switch the computer on and there the lesson is. It takes hours and hours of preparation. So I think maybe teachers also need to be kind to themselves and have patience with themselves too. Yeah. So, and Kelsey, is there anything else you feel is important?
I just wanted to say to the parents, just try and take it day by day. Because I think everybody, we just need to work as a team. Also, don't forget that we are here in the background and we get support.
Yes.
Because I feel like I've been a little bit forgotten about, and I just try and remind the parents that we are here. Not pressurized to come back to you, but
So, yeah, sorry, Kelsey, I heard some of what you said and then, but what I understood is that as therapists, we are here to support. We're in a supportive role. And I think something else about us as therapists is we part of what we do is to try and help prevent.
Yes.
Rather than just heal. When something's happened, we also play a very preventative role as well to try and prevent, emotional or physical challenges or language challenges. So, yeah, parents must please remember that we are there and we are sometimes in the background and sometimes, in the foreground, but we're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for the conversation. It was great. And perhaps we'll do... Sorry?
I'm sorry about my connection.
No, it's perfect. I think that's what everybody's experiencing. So it's great that we had a conversation like that. you still get the message somebody's, giving, but online is different to face-to-face. And I think that's what kind of, we need to acknowledge all of that. And perhaps we'll do another discussion soon if parents, any of the parents or teachers who are listening to this, I think I speak for everyone to say just, you know, contact us, ask us questions, involve us. Yeah, and we look forward to hearing from you. And if whatever questions we have, we can perhaps put another podcast together to try and answer them. And have you? Yes. Good. And I hope everyone has a lovely day.
Yes, you too. Okay.
And thank you for having us. It's a pleasure. Let's keep in contact and let's carry on talking.
Perfect.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, ladies, for that discussion. I think it is very important to keep positive in this period. Parents, please feel free to comment on our Facebook page on your experiences with your children so that we can support each other, or send Dr. Holtz an email. This podcast was brought to you by St. Columbus School. We hope you enjoyed it, and please stay safe. Thank you. Bye.